the holy letters of the Rebbe on the first day of Elul. This is in volume 4, and this is letter number 1163. So first Elul, Tovshin from Brooklyn. Shalom Abraham. The Rebbe said, I was very happy to hear regards from you through Rav Chassid, the titles Rabbi Yosef Weinberg. As, by the way, Rabbi Weinberg is the one who translated the Tanya into Yiddish. He used to have a radio program in which he would every Saturday night teach a portion of the Tanya, and the Rebbe would actually look over, and the Rebbe made a lot of notes, and then later on they printed the book Lessons in Tanya, which is a translation in the English from the Yiddish, in which he would give over the classes, and that has it's a very important work. So in any event, the Rebbe said, I was happy to hear regards from you, from him, that your health situation is better, and that your planned trip.
Look at that.
Here. And on the air. So he says that your planned trip did not come to fruition. And maybe he was going for health reasons, he was going to go to another place, but he got better, so he did not have to travel. I'm just guessing the connection here. And it's known, the translation of Ashrei Yoshev Veisecha, that helps, fortunate, those who sit home, that brads to the praise of Hashem. I think that you take part in the classes of Torah, and that you also support those who study in your country, in addition to the support that you send out of the country. So maybe he was a supporter who lived outside and was to send the Rebbe. The Rebbe is sending him to give also inside over there in his country as well. I'm very interested to know how you're feeling health-wise and about your business, business dealings, and also about your spiritual matters. And you can write to me either in Yiddish or in English, whatever is easier, more comfortable to express what you want to say and wishes. I want to point out, the Rebbe said, one thing, even though I suppose that you do it, that you know it this already, that you do it already, you don't need me to tell you, but I'm going to mention it anyways, to say every day in the morning after the davening, the portion of Tehillim, as the Tehillim has been divided on the days of the month. And in the month of El through Yom Kippur, which is when the Rebbe is writing the letter, the first day of Elul, to add also the chapters of Tehillim, about which my father-in-law, the Rebbe, had passed along in the name of his grandfather, the Tzemach Tzedek, and the Alter Rebbe, the author of the Shulchan Aruch and Tanya, that you should say them in the days of Elul, between Elul and Yom Kippur. And as it's been specified in the Hayom Yom, in the portion of Re'eh, which we read yesterday, the Torah says, look, Re'eh nasat l'fanecha sachayim u'bachar tu bachayim. Look, I've given before you the life, etc. Choose life. So my father-in-law explained that with this, Hashem, blessed be He, tells to the Jews, u'bachartu, you should choose Torah mitzvahs, which is the path of life. So when Hashem says you shall choose, God has given you God gives everybody, every Jew, the strength that he should overcome all challenges, all tests that he has from the outside. And also against the argument of the Yetzer Hara, evil inclination from the inside. And you can follow the path of Torah and mitzvahs, which gives a person long life, good life, a life of parnasa and sustenance and success. By us, the custom is that already starting with Elul, we mention Ksiva Chsima Tova, a written and sealed for good. I wish you and your wife and children a Ksiva Chsima Tova, Lashana Tova Mesuka, a good and sweet year. Your donation that you sent through Rabbi Yosef Weinberg, I received, and I gave it over to the Lishkas Chasoyim, that was the discretionary fund, and which the purpose of it is to help people or institutions that need to be done without publicity, in order not to either shame those people or hurt them. Such cases of tzedakah are the highest levels of tzedakah. And I happened to read in that one of the Rebbe's attendants, one who was there, happened to be one of my brother-in-law's father, I mentioned it in the past, is Rabbi Simpson. He would take care of these Rebbe's funds that the Rebbe would distribute tzedakah to various different families, to different people that were sort of kept quiet. Nobody knew about it. The Rebbe would support them in a quiet way. And he related that the Rebbe would every year increase the amount of money that these people have received. The Rebbe would increase it dramatically, try to give a lot more. Plus, the Rebbe would always ask to add more families to the list, to add more people to the list constantly. That's what the Rebbe wanted to give. And this was all done in a quiet, in a way that nobody knew that they were being supported by the Rebbe. There was also a period of time in the later years in which the Rebbe would send to every shaliach all over the world, whoever is a shaliach all over the world, the Rebbe would send them financial assistance, which was unusual. Generally, everybody has to find their own funding and take care of themselves. But there was, in the later years, there was a couple of times, and by the Rebbe, he wouldn't make a difference. You're a big shliach, a small shliach, you talk loud, you talk quiet, you're famous, you're not famous. The Rebbe sent everybody. He sent everybody equal, whether it was $1,000 for Yontif. Sometimes Rebbe would send to the shliach personally for the family, for Pesach, so they have money to make Yontif. The Rebbe would send them. Of course, after Rebbe's, after Gimel Tavos, it's gone. They don't send you a nickel. They only ask. But the Rebbe would take care of people also financially. The Rebbe would take care financially. I'm not sure. These were various different funds that the Rebbe would collect. I'm not sure how they do it or how somebody got onto that list or didn't get onto the list. But the bottom line was that these were all activities that most of the people didn't even know. Greatest form of tzedakah that the Rebbe is referring here to is that the person that receives it doesn't know who gave it, and the person that gave it doesn't know who received it. That way there's no link over there, so the person doesn't feel that anybody owes him anything because nobody knows that he gave. It's what's called matan beseser, when you give it in a discreet way, in a way that nobody else knows, which is the highest form of tzedakah. And here the Rebbe adds actually to the bottom of the letter in a PS sort of. The Rebbe said, I just received again your regards through Rabbi Weinberg and the long letter that you sent to him. And I want to, Rebbe said, I want to comment on that. You write that you are worried that you're not sure whether you fulfilled the wishes of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, and the instructions that he gave you at the time, how you should run your business, and maybe you hadn't listened exactly, and that's why you're worried that this is what causes you being upset, God forbid, in health and in business. Maybe it's because you didn't follow. That's what he's writing again to me. So the Rebbe said it's I don't need to even emphasize that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, always wanted and also wants today only to make it good and happy for Jews. He only wants to make good. So you're thinking about this, and God forbid you're having upsetting thoughts and being upset. Even if this is as you are considering that you did not listen as he had written to you, and that's why, God forbid, you're being punished, this is totally opposite from what my father-in-law had constantly conducted himself and also continues to conduct himself now. To help and make somebody else feel good, but under no circumstances not to punish anyone, God forbid. My opinion is therefore, does Bli Neder, without a vow, a few times a week, you should study and read my father-in-law's his memoirs and the sikhas, his talks, and you should be strong in your trust that all the blessings that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, gave you will certainly be come to fruition, and that you will want and you will able to run your house in the way, path of Torah mitzvahs, even more than before, and to give tzedakah with a wide hand and with a happy heart. The blessing of Sima Tevah Shalom Tevah Mitzvah for you and all your family members. So here's, you know, Rebbe's, the Rebbe says that the Rebbe only gives good. He doesn't, even if you didn't listen, the Rebbe only does good, it doesn't, and there's no such a thing. And the main thing is to trust in Hashem that the things will be fulfilled for the positive, then Hashem will help will be positive.